Today is June 2nd, 2015. This is a Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. Today we have two work sessions, one on Senate Bill 5522 and then House Bill 2459, which is the fee bill for the budget for the Oregon State Marine Board. We'll go ahead and open up a work session on Senate Bill 5522 and turn it over to staff.
Co-chair, members of the committee, before you today, you have Senate Bill 5522, which is a budget bill for the Oregon State Marine Board. Amongst your information today, you not only have a list of our recommendations, but you also have the work session presentation report, which contains the budget information, and then also their KPMs. I'll start out. We've got three policy option packages, which I will go through shortly. 101, which includes a fee increase, although you won't see that since that is strictly a revenue issue. And then also a decrease in other funds expenditure limitation for administration education program by 239,412 funds or other funds. And then package 201 is an increase in limitation for the law enforcement program by $918,200 other funds. Policy option package 301 is an increase in limitation for facility programs by $1,108,587 other funds and $500,000 of federal funds. So if you want to take a look at the budget presentation report, on page 2 is the administration education, and we're providing other funds limitations in the administration and education section of $6,299,840 and $216,626 federal funds for a total of $6,516,466, 23 positions and 22.60 FTE, which is a decrease by one position, 1.2 FTE. From previous. And this also contains the package 101, which will incorporate the revenue increase from House Bill 2459, which we will contemplate later, and also lowers the positions of Public Service Rep 3 and a Public Service Rep 4. And part of that is due to increased efficiencies the board has realized in their administration. They're in the process towards the end of updating their computer system, which has automated some stuff for them and has provided the ability to decrease some of their expenses. And then page 4 is the law enforcement program. Providing other funds limitation of $10,143,756 other funds and $3,941,983 federal funds for a total of $14,085,739, five positions and 4.8 FTE. We're increasing the other funds limitation in the law enforcement area to $918,200, and this is to cover increased cost associated with the marine patrols. I think there's an increase by a request by the Oregon State Police for more fully funding their officers, and then also maintaining marine patrols for most of the counties. Yeah, page 6 is the facility programs. And this is where they build the docking facilities, the floating vault toilets, and improving boat launches and that sort of thing. So their other funds limitation is $7,806,305 and $3,305,915 federal funds, for a total of $11,112,220 total funds and nine positions, nine FTE. And the increase for the boating facility grants is $1,108,587, and this is for package 301. and an increase of $500,000 federal funds for a total of $1,608,587. And page 8 is the Aquatic and Invasive Species Program. And this is all supported by a $5 fee that the board charges. And this helps fund the inspection stations, I believe, on I-5 in Southern Oregon, I-84, I-97, I believe. And I think there might be a couple more, 101 in Southern Oregon. I don't know if there's one in on the north end of the coast or not. No, I'm seeing no. And that is a total of other funds of $1,994,348 on one position, 1.6 FTE. And that wraps up the budget portion. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to.
Yes, Senator Hansel.
I don't have so much a question, more of a statement, having been a county commissioner for the years that I was. This partnership with local governments is one of the best I think the state has. Local law enforcement, our sheriff used the monies to fund a marine deputy on the Columbia River and on Mackay Reservoir in our county. The facilities program to buy equipment and or for the public or for the marine board for the marine patrol, it's just a great program, and we would not have that type of coverage without this program. The fact that it's my understanding there's no general fund involved, it's generated by fees that go back into the program that services those folks that use the water like they do, and that's I'm certainly supportive.
All right. So do we have a motion to move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5522?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5522.
Representative Clem moves the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5522. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Right. Seeing none, the motion carries. And we'll move on to key performance measures.
Co-chair, members of the committee, you have attached the 2015-17 key performance measures form, and LFO recommends that we adopt the key performance measures as outlined.
And do we have a motion to move the LFO recommendations to the key performance measures?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures or change the LFO recommendation. Move. Sorry.
Representative Clem has moved to the LFO recommendation of key performance measures, and he has withdrawn his OR recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. And we'll move on to budget notes.
Co-chair, members of the committee, we have a budget note that we are proposing that would direct the Marine Board to continue public outreach to non-motorized boaters with respect to a methodology for licensing non-motorized boats and return to the 2017 Legislative Assembly with a formal proposal on a legislative concept for implementation of the fee. I would like to point out that the Marine Board is doing, I think, a good job of doing outreach with various non-motorized boating organizations, and they've already laid the groundwork for a proposed fee. We just don't know what that's going to look like just yet.
The LFO recommended budget note.
I move, Mr. Chair, move the LFO recommended budget note.
All right. Representative Clem has moved the LFO recommended budget note. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. And then we'll go ahead and move on to the next changes.
Yep. Co-chair, members of the committee, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a budget of $26,244,249 other funds and $7,464,524 federal funds and 38 positions and 38.00 FTE, and that Senate Bill 5522 be amended accordingly. The amendment you should have as part of your materials It's very simple. It just deletes, on line 9, it deletes $6,267,181 and inserts $6,299,840.
All right. And do we have a motion to adopt the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 5522?
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 5522.
Representative Klein moves the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 5522. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. And then we just need a final motion.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5522 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Clem moves Senate Bill 5522 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. And then, Representative Gomberg, would you be willing to carry it to the floor?
I'm delighted.
And Senator Hansel, would you had a lot of passion on this budget. Would you be willing to carry it to the Senate floor?
Sure.
All right, Senator Hansel will carry it. With that, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 5522 and open a work session on House Bill 2459. I'll turn it over to Mr. Walker.
Co-chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2459 increases certain fees relating to registering and titling of boats, floating homes, and boathouses. The work session packet includes the measure, staff measure summary, and an amendment. And on page 2 is the fiscal impact statement. And you'll see that it's anticipated that the fee increase will generate roughly $4.7 million other funds in the 15-17 biennium and $500,000 federal funds. And we're anticipating the same for the 17-19. I will note that we have changed the registration fee for sailboats 12 feet and all motorboats 12 feet and over from $3 to $4.50, and originally it was $5 per foot. And now there are some other fee increases in there. I would like to point out that the last fee increase the board had was in 2003, and before that was 1997. Many of these, like the floating home or boathouse certificate of title, original or transfer, is increasing from $20 to $100, and that is more reflective of the cost the board incurs to do the titling or certificates. And many of those fees have not been changed for a substantial amount of time. So we're seeing a little bit bigger increase in making sure that they can cover their actual administrative costs of issuing those. And we don't know if by chance there is a transportation bill that may or may not have a gas tax increase. That would also affect the revenues of the board, since the board gets revenues from the gas tax. So that is unknown at this point, and certainly we're not going to take that into account until we know more.
Okay. And we could bring up the director and just kind of discuss the bill a little bit as well from your perspective.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Scott Bruin, Director of the Marine Board. With me is Chris Grorud, who is our budget manager, our members guy for the Marine Board. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you a little bit about House Bill 2459, which is the fee increase for the Marine Board. It's been 12 years since we've had an increase to most of our fees. Some haven't been increased since 1978 that are related to floating homes and boathouses. Along with that, the Marine Board is funded by marine fuel taxes, which historically we've had about a 50-50 split between registration fees and marine fuel taxes. And that split is slowly getting larger for titling and registration and less for marine fuel tax as fuel usage by boaters continues to decrease. What I saw when I came to the Marine Board in 2010, the average boater would use about 127 gallons per year of gas, and we get that through a quadrennial fuel use survey that's required of us in our statute. That number in the 2010 survey went down to about 100 gallons per year of fuel use by boaters. That number in our latest survey in 2014 has gone down to 83 gallons per year per boat on average. So it's a significant decrease that we've seen. This latest number is going to impact us to almost $2 million per biennium in loss of fuel tax revenue. So as we're looking at moving forward as an agency, we either need to cut services or we need to raise funds in another way. Without an additional fuel tax, then we're going to have to look at registration, which was what we did. We spoke to our board and looked at options for how we might do that, how we might bring additional revenue in. The board wanted us to look at some different options for an increase to registration fees, be it more money per length of boat. So as the boat gets larger, it gets charged more per foot, or just increase the per foot amount, which we then took to public meetings and asked the public what their opinion was. Do they want to see the services cut, or would they like to see an increase in the amount of our fees to bring in additional revenue? In those meetings, excuse me, understanding that the two areas that are going down this biennium, with the exception of POP 201 and POP 301, which bring those back to that same level, are boating facilities and law enforcement services. And boaters were very adamant that they didn't want to see those services cut, which brought us to, okay, then we need to raise that registration fee. We looked at a six-year cycle, I think 12 years to go before registration change or a fee change is a long time, and it ends up making that number a lot larger than it would have been otherwise. And that was partly in a reason of a lot of growth in boating during that time. We received some additional fuel tax increases as a result of tax increases along the way, so we were able to make it those 12 years, and actually Our revenues have not kept up with our expenditures over the last 3 years. And we wanted to get through the downturn in the economy before we looked at a fee increase as well. So we've been spending down ending balance over the last 3 years to get there. So when we put together this increase, we were looking at a six-year time frame, which is how we came up with the $5 per foot, which allowed us to spend at current levels over those next 6 years. And be still in the black when we got to the end of those 6 years to look at the next cycle of fee increases. $450 a foot gets us through the next two biennium, assuming nothing else changes. If we see more growth in boating, we're estimating about a 1.5% annual growth in the number of boats. But if we see more growth than that, then that'll get us further with this fee increase. If there's an increase to the marine fuel tax along the way, that will also allow us to go further before we would need to come back and have another conversation about our fees. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Are there any questions? Yes, Representative Gomberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, gentlemen. In looking over the state's various delinquent accounts, I see that the Marine Board has what I would say an admirably minuscule amount of money owed to it. If I'm not mistaken, about 75 accounts owing roughly $3,000. Again, minuscule, admirably small amount given the larger context, but I'm trying to understand how somebody could find themselves in a position of owing you money.
Chair Rayfield, Representative Gomberg, and Chris may be a better one to answer this question, but my estimation would be based on somebody going for a title and not having paid the appropriate fees and us waiting for those fees to come in order to finish processing that title. But you may have.
Chair Redfield, Representative Gomberg. For the record, I'm Christian Grower, the business manager. The major place where we get accounts receivable are our agents. So We make agents out of boat dealers, and they handle transactions for us. They may handle a title transaction for a new boat, a change of title for selling a used boat. They may take in a registration, and there are other types of fees they collect. So they give us this bundle of transactions periodically, and we have to reconcile what they transacted and how much money they remitted. And there's pluses and minuses, and we're always tracking those and trying to get their accounts clean. So that's why you see a large volume of potential ARs, but the volume, the dollar amounts are small. So that's where they come from for the most part for the Marine Board.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hensel.
When you conducted your public hearings on the fee increases, what generally was there support for this? Were there opposition? You got vote. It seems like the House votes are the largest single increase. Can you give me feedback for how those meetings went?
Co-Chair Rayfield, Senator Hansen, we did not have any floating homeowners come to any of those meetings to express their opinion either way. It's a one-time fee upon title transfer for those. So depending upon how long they own that floating home, it could be many, many years. They just pay that one time. That allows us to transact that business for them. Floating homes can be a little bit difficult because they don't change hands a lot, and people because they're paying their taxes on the real estate side, they don't really deal with us a lot, and so titles are lost and things happen along the way, and they tend to be a little bit more intensive by staff to work those. The voters that came to our meetings, we had six meetings around the state, and we had a total of 18 voters that came to those meetings. It was very poorly attended by voters. You can read a couple of different things into that. Either there aren't any concerns, they didn't hear about it, or they're so mad they just couldn't show up to talk, and I don't know which those were. We like to assume that they're happy and that's why they didn't show up. But those that did show up brought a lot of good conversation to the table. We were able to explain our budget to them. We were able to explain where those funds go, how they're used. We looked at some fee options, which they were able to weigh in on. I don't think anybody really likes having fees raised on them. I don't think we had many people show up and say, yeah, we're real excited to have our fees raised. But when they understand what the alternative is for them, they see it as a positive. When they see that we build boating access for them, launch ramps, parking lots, restrooms, which they can utilize for either a minimal fee or no fee at all, they recognize how much better that is than being in other states where they're having to build these facilities on loans and they're paying a lot just to launch their boats and use those facilities. They also recognize the importance of having marine law enforcement on the water, dealing with a lot of congestion issues that we deal with on a lot of our waterways, and having marine law enforcement there to deal with those are important. People go boating to enjoy their time out on the water, and if you have people that are out on the water doing things which impacts the enjoyment of others, then it ruins their day. And to have law enforcement out there kind of keeping things as it should be, people appreciate that. So while I don't think people were raising their hands asking for the fees to be raised, they recognize that it has been 12 years. They recognize that even with at the $5 amount, we were still less for cost of ownership than neighboring states except for Idaho. At $4.50, we're even below Idaho. So the amount that they get for their money, and then the recognition that the money that goes into the Marine Board is turned around for services for them, they were supportive of us moving forward with this.
Thank you.
And Director, your other fund balance, I mean, you noted that that would be depleted over time. If you didn't do fee increases for this next biennium, what would your other fund balance be like at the end of the upcoming biennium, the 15-17?
Do you want to answer that?
Yeah. Chair Rayfield?
Continuing the same current service level and the adopted budget.
If those POPs 201 and 301 were ratified and the cut and no revenues of any kind, we would be at approximately a $200,000 ending balance, which as a minimum balance in our worst stretch in the last 5 years, our worst four-month cash flow, we were $4.4 million out the door. So that would put us in a difficult position of not paying some bills, laying people off, and cutting back on our law enforcement contracts and our grants to public facilities.
And how much do you aim to keep in, how many months of reserve do you aim to keep?
Well, that's an interesting question. Everybody seems to have a different answer. I go by the philosophy that we could probably get by with a minimum 3 months. And if you include federal funds, because other funds pay for federal expenditures until we get reimbursed, that comes to about $3.9 or $4 million. So there again, you know, it kind of matches our worst stretch of expenditures and revenues that we've had in the last 5 years. So, yeah, we would, yeah, it would be incomprehensible how we would manage.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there any other questions? All right. Seeing none, is there a motion to adopt the Dash 1 Amendment to House Bill 2459?
Mr. Chair, I adopt the Dash 1 Amendment to House Bill 2459.
Representative Klein moves to adopt the Dash 1 Amendment to House Bill 2459. Is there any discussion on the motion? And again, this just moves the $5 to $4.50. Okay, is there any objection to the motion? All right, seeing none, the motion carries. And we need a motion to move House Bill 2459 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2459 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation, or as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Klein moves House Bill 2459 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. I'll go ahead and carry that to full under the floor. And then on the Senate side, Senator Dimbro, Senator Hansel, is there anybody who would?
I'll take my turn.
All right, Senator Dimbro will take it to the floor on the Senate side. And with that, that's it for the agenda. Tomorrow's a public hearing, and we'll go ahead and adjourn and close the work session.